Oh yeah, Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on the radio at 90.1 FM, online as well at cjsf.ca. And this show is Wandering Rhythms, so you can find that, older episodes and playlists and other stuff at the website wanderingrhythms.com. And yeah, not completely up to date, but that's me, you know. Not an internet whiz, but yeah, there's a lot of shows there. So if you like this, you can hear more and more and more and more. And really, music is timeless. There's no best before date. So we just heard, by the way, it's really quiet up here. You can probably sense the tension. Something gonna go wrong? No, there's no flooding or construction equipment today. It's like easy to do a radio show without heavy metal machinery chugging in the background. So yeah, it's a holiday, so this is great. Got the mountain to myself. So we just heard, by the way, more importantly than the situation on the campus, we just heard from Land of Kush. The song ended pretty abruptly. It's kind of a modern thing in music. It's like no fade out, just end the song. Probably it's going into the next song, but on the radio, well, the song ends and you're left gasping for air. But yes, Land of Kush, a very interesting project. I'm proud that this is happening in Canada. The musician named Sam Shalabi, he's the main songwriter, the brains behind the whole project. He is from Cairo, Egypt, but splits his time between Egypt and Montreal. So the great Montreal label Constellation has put out his new album, Sand Enigma, and it's the fourth as Land of Kush. 6 years since the last one, and this guy has his fingers on the pulse. Sam knows some of the best musicians in Egypt, including Maurice Luca, percussionist, keyboardist, solo musician in his own projects as well, and Nada El Shazli, who I've been listening to lately. She's the vocalist on that song we heard. So she also does her solo music as well. So yes, Land of Kush. And the song we heard, Tremor, right there. Brand new Canadian Egyptian music, and it's so far out. This stuff is like jazz, it's prog, it's Arabic, it's amazing. So Land of Kush, check it out. I don't know if he comes out west very often. I don't think so. I would be on it if he did, but he plays often with a big ensemble. There's something like 20-25 musicians that have played on the album. Yes. And before that, we heard a funky little piece of music by a project of 1, 2, 3, 4 musicians, it seems, or 5, called Subterrane, mostly made by Grimes with a Z. So the song was Perilous Cephalopod on Chiefdom Records. Subterrane right there. Some funky, funky stuff. The Hammond organ, bass guitar, some nice horns and guitars. So bam, you got that right there. And we started off the set with another band from Quebec, Fet Nat. So some very strange audio collage, punk, whatever. The song Patio Monday from their new album Le Mal, which came out last February, 2019. Those guys got shortlisted for the Polaris Prize as well. Yes. So we have a few more songs to play before our second hour this week brings us all the way to Sumatra, Indonesia, for some real swinging sounds that are happening over there. But next, a piece of music from a band. This is pretty excited about this. I just heard it. It's very nice. It's a band from New York City. This group is called Maku Sound System. So it's kind of a coming together of musicians, bands, projects under this name, but now it's kind of down to 4 musicians, it seems. You got bass, drums, guitar, and percussions. So this is Maku, M-A-K-U. The song, everything, by the way, that this label puts out is top-notch. It's called Names You Can Trust, out of New York City. So this song, we're going to hear just a single. They mostly put out singles, like with an A and B side on this label. So this one called Culebra Coral, a snake-bitten taste of cumbia played with an experience and restraint that only enhances the end result. So some psych music and cumbia, which is something I'm always, always willing to listen to. So Culebra Coral here by Maku, brand new music out of New York City. This is Wandering Rhythms Radio. Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from a serene Burnaby Mountain here, Simon Fraser University campus. And it's been a pretty weird and funky first hour of the show. We just heard from Montreal band Chocolat and their new album, Jazz Engagé. So this is brand new, just came out the very first day of this November. And the song was Fou 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 Mon Minou. So some pretty wacky and jangly Quebecois music there. And before that one, we heard something crazier, something with a great name. It's called Smiling at Sunbears, Grooming in Sunbeams. And it's by an artist, goes by Fire Tools. And I must explain this, because otherwise it's not said. The flagship musical progress of a consciousness that has taken the physical form of a trans femme non-binary human named Angel Markloid. So there you go. As eclectic as the description there, the music is all over the place. And then at the end you hear what is, I imagine, is supposed to be a sun bear grooming itself and eating a, I don't know, eating a fruit from the jungle, or a carrot eaten by a human, probably most likely. Yeah, so that's fun. The album's called Field Whispers Into the Crystal Palace. That came out in August. And if you want to hear more strangely exciting electronic music, check out Orange Milk Records. They have a whole bunch of their stuff online on their Bandcamp page. Yes, Fire Tools there. And we started off the set with something a bit more more grounded in traditions, you could say. A collective from New York City called Maku, M-A-K-U, with a very psychedelic cumbia song there, Culebra Coral, right there. Bam. So, pretty much all stuff that came out this year that we heard in the first hour of the show. And one last piece before we make our trip to Sumatra, the second hour, traveling through Indonesia. And I'm going to end this hour with a London classical composer who also dabbles in electronics, synthesizers, and she's taken both traditions, mashed them together, and taken the world by storm. So people are like, wow, they can't believe classical music is done on this by this one one musician and with funky synths and stuff. So you're going to hear a song by Anna Meredith here, who's really blowing up in the future music scene, the progressive sounds of London. Lots of that stuff happening now. Described by Pitchfork even as one of the most innovative voices in British music. So here is Anna Meredith from her brand new album, Fibs. And hear Moons, Anna Meredith here on Wandering Rhythms. Thank you.
Thank you.